State Dance Line coverage here on Q92, brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Bottling Company, Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Greg Thole Electric, Jenny O Turkey Store, Ag Processing Incorporated, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Kluver Law Office, United Prairie Bank in Madison, B. Johnson Electric, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Zarbach Funeral Home and Memorials, American Surplus, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds. State Dance coverage brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, The Mattress Barn in Marshall, Lee Motor Company, Dawson, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Warren Trigestead, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lund Implement Company. State Dance coverage brought to you by Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Madison Dental Clinic, Miller Services Incorporated, and by Madison Optical.
And welcome back to Target Center here in Minneapolis. Paul Ramo here once again for Q92 Sports, covering the State Dance Tournament and Jazz. Class A Jazz competition is going to, finals are going to begin here in about 10 minutes. Once again, join me on the broadcast, D.D. Schomer and Ken Fransky. And guys, after the first round of Jazz, we're Shadow fans. We're excited, aren't we, D.D.?
I am beyond over the moon excited, Paul. This was a great preliminary, and we're headed into finals. Shadows are focused, ready, exciting, yep. Honestly.
But your thoughts, Ken, on the Shadows, and, you know,
I don't know if they could have looked better. I mean, you can always look better. I mean, what am I saying? But yeah. Did they need to look better? No, not necessarily. I think they danced very strong. You know, talking to, I think I caught probably 8 of the 11 girls on the Jazz team, gave them high fives, and I talked to a couple of them I know better. And to be honest, Paul, I don't think they heard a word I said. They were so focused already on the final round. I mean, they didn't ignore me, but right. You can just tell. When one ear out, the other bounced right. Over their forehead. They were just so pumped. And the other interesting thing is we've got the same 6 teams this year in the finals that we had last year.
Yep.
A little different order and things like that, but it's setting up very similar to last year.
Yep. Now, the Shadows will dance 5 out of 6 teams. Is that important to be that in that position, or does it matter?
I think consistency is important to bring what you brought from the morning and even stronger into finals. A lot of times you do see teams dance stronger, so I don't know. I think,
You know where you want to go.
I mean, it's nice. It's close to the end. It's one of the last things they see, so leave a good impression.
Yeah. I think over the years I've heard, alumni Shadows mention we like first or last. Either get it done or you got time to think it through, relax a little bit, be goofy, and then just finish it like Dee Dee says on a strong note, be the last thing the judges remember and see. Where you set the tone on the front side, be the first thing that everybody hears and sees, and the rest, falls in behind, hopefully, too. So.
Right.
I think they're just happy because they're dancing the final 6.
I do, too.
I don't think they really care 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6.
I mean, to be very honest, as a dancer, the goal is to make it to state. And if you have the privilege to dancing twice, It's amazing. So these ladies are dancing twice today, and that's what they came to do.
That's right. I don't know. The coaches get the rank scores, and they haven't really said that to us yet, but they know where they're at in the position, right?
They do. The coaches and the girls, they do get some feedback from their preliminary round, and so they do know that. It is pretty tight list, and I think that's just because anything can happen at state. So, they wipe the scores from the preliminary round. And
that was my next question. Does that carry over in tonight?
The score does not. The rank score or the total, I think it's out of 800 points, the 8 judges. So you've got total points in the 10 categories. Then you have how the judges rank.
Okay.
And that's like it's like the Olympics. The high judge gets thrown out and the low judge gets thrown out. They take the 7 in the, or 5 in the middle, I believe it's 7 judges. I think Lisa had told me last year. But no, now the bar resets. Everybody's on an 0-0 record, going for the championship. But the interesting thing, the rumors did spread fairly quickly after the prelims that the Shadows did set the high mark for the, or I should say the low mark in score. It's kind of like golf. Low score to win.
Yeah.
Right,
from a rank point, judge score, and they had the number 1 score. So does it mean anything? I think the only thing it means is confidence and momentum. But now if you're the number 1, you've got 5 people looking up at you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not looking ahead. You're still looking to dance your best. So, no, reset the bar, but I think there's a lot of confidence that came from being the best score like they've done most of the year. at the high score.
Well, you got Frazee in it. Actually, all six teams, like you said, Frazee is the defending champion, and they look strong. YME silhouettes, they look super, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah. I think, I didn't see what their total scores were, you know, so it's hard to say rank points, but I think they looked as strong as we've seen them look all year. We see them just about every weekend at a competition.
Correct.
For the most part. So I think they're elevating their game, and, you know, their scores have kind of done that. They started good, and they've slowly just been building better scores throughout the,
right.
the season, too.
Right.
Well, and I do think, you know, the whole purpose of when you wind up here is to put your best performance on the state floor, and
yeah.
we're seeing that peak. You know, we talk about the girls peaking, and they are definitely getting that done.
You're exactly right, Judy. I mean, 364 days ago, the girls had their last best performance to end the season last year. And to start the 2018-19 season, they started where they left off 364 days ago with their next best performance. I mean, that was a motivator, a second place finish last year, and rightfully so. But, you know, Lisa couldn't have been more proud, the coaches, the parents, the fans, and the dancers, because their best two dances in jazz were their last two dances here at Target Center.
Absolutely.
And you're exactly right, Edie. If that's not good enough, you couldn't have done better.
All right. The lower bowl here at Target Center is filling up quickly. We're just moments away from the start of the finals in Class A jazz. And I can't wait.
Well, that makes
Are you
sense.
Nervous? Are you nervous?
No, you know, I did talk to Aaliyah, and to be very, very honest.
That's right, your daughter, both your daughters are in the jazz team.
No, Kendall's not,
yeah,
but
okay,
she's Kendall, up there
yeah.
with a bunch of the high kick girls.
Yep.
There's two rows in our section where the high kick girls are watching.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry, I didn't mean
to
interrupt.
No, you're fine, Paul. I did talk to Lisa, and I did talk to the coaches, and I'll be very, very honest, very calm. Very calm, and she was just very put together, and I think, you know, they came here with some business, and I look very forward to the finals. I am very excited for these young ladies, very much so.
All right. Well, the Lacapa Valley Dawson Boyd fan section, now they moved a couple sections over, I see,
yep.
from earlier this morning. So
you get a preliminary seating, and then they start over, and you get a different final seating. So
okay.
you got to watch your tickets and figure out where you're sitting. So
those are reserved then?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
We get a certain number of rows in a certain section, basically. And, you know, I don't know if it's an advantage or disadvantage. You know, we're a little higher. You know, we're not quite in the girls' space, but I don't think that matters.
Right.
We're going to be awfully darn loud, I think, as Shadow Nation up there. So they're going to hear us. They're going to see us.
Yes, they are.
All right. Well, we're going to start the national anthem here in a little bit. I believe a silhouette, YME silhouette girl is going to sing.
Yes.
I apologize. I don't have her name, but she's going to sing the national anthem here tonight.
I believe she's a senior.
Okay.
I do. She's recognized at the YME competition, so that is a senior, and so what an honor for her.
All right. Any other thoughts before we get into finals?
Enjoy it. I am just ready to watch these finals unfold. How about you, Ken?
I'm the same way. All I do is hope and dream and pray that the girls are happy at the end of it. And so far, they've been happy all season. And I don't see anything that's changed my thinking of watching them all year. I think, like you said, they're so focused. You know, you can have a level of calmness because you have a level of confidence.
Yeah.
And you can have a level of calmness because you have a level of cockiness.
Yeah.
And we have a level because of confidence and hard work from, you know, 364 days ago, all summer long conditioning, all the snow days where they couldn't have practices, the girls are FaceTiming each other, and doing
the illness.
Their stretches, the illness, and things like that. So I think they've just put in so much effort and energy and passion. They're just prepared. And,
yep.
and that's really where that calmness, I think, is coming from.
Well, and I do. I don't think they, like, worry about the big picture. I think they just focus on the task at hand, which is preliminaries. We got to get through preliminaries. We hear our name, and then we focus on finals. And so I think that is huge to the entire team and how they pull together and they focus on the same goal.
Yep. All right. Well, here we go. 5:30, they'll begin here. And take about a half hour maybe?
Yeah, I'd say they dance for roughly 3 minutes,
yep.
a couple-minute break in between, 30 minutes of dancing, and then 15 minutes for judges' score to be compiled,
right.
I suppose, maybe 45 minutes.
Okay.
We're in a crown, hopefully a new state champion.
All right. I hope it's... All right, we're going to pray and hope, right? A lot of fun here, so. All right, well, thanks, Ken, and thanks, Dee Dee, again, for joining us. And we'll be on the air roughly around a quarter after six, somewhere in that area with the final results, and we'll see who's going to take home a championship.
I'm excited.
You got tears in your eyes, it looks like, Dee Dee.
Well, it's very emotional. I mean, I don't know how I'll do next year when she's a senior, but it's not just this season, it's many seasons leading up to today. So, and they dance not only for this year's girls, but past girls that have danced with them. There's a lot of alumni here supporting them.
Yep.
So that is a huge, huge family. I mean, feels like family here.
Oh,
absolutely.
I agree. And then, Paul, to your point, you know, if we have the fortune to dance our best, win a state championship, I guarantee you it won't only be shadows crying and moms crying. There will be dads that will be shedding tears. So I already talked to one of the coaches' husbands, and he said, I'm going to embarrass myself crying if this goes our way. And I said, I'll be right with you, Brett.
Yep.
I'll be right there with you.
Maybe a sports broadcaster, too, will be right there. So, yeah, Zabona Mazepa's going to get started off. Then the Silhouettes from Wyoming, always strong, crazy Fly Girls, the state champions. From last year, he'll dance third. Aiken will be fourth. Rockapaw Valley, Dawson Boyd fifth. And then Marshall from Duluth will dance sixth. That's your lineup here. So, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Paul.
Always a pleasure,
Paul. I appreciate all your support, not only for dance, but especially for dance, but all the other sports, too.
Absolutely.
Love it. I appreciate you taking the time helping out today. And after the award ceremony, we'll be up in the concourse interviewing some of the girls and the coaches. So,
awesome.
All right, that'll wrap it up here this time at Target Center here in Minneapolis. And we'll be back about quarter after six or so with the final results and hoping for a championship.